what they'll do to change America. But let me paint a picture for you. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to walk into a supermarket, and you're going to walk in the beer aisle, and you're going to see a beer, and the beer is going to say American Patriot Beer. And you're going to think to yourself, I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America, one beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager. Cool, crisp taste, American-made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Taking back America one beer at a time. American Patriot Beer.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where trial by fire is taken literally, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Choosing an auto policy can be confusing. True. About as confusing as learning to speak dolphin. Luckily, we lay out your coverage options in plain English and never subject you to the terribly condescending manner in which dolphins communicate.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a Farmers agent. Find yours at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Stop a minute. This is awkward. As I said to Peon, I said, I need to, give Matheny their due before Don Meadows Dixon.
That was like 25 minutes ago.
My memory is. Oh, no. See, that's supposed to be my job.
Well, we asked him weird questions when he came in, remember?
That's true. He sidetracked us talking about porn.
Wait, no. You guys are already discussing it.
Oh, don't dump it on us. Let's do this, then we'll get Dawn Meadows-Dixon in here. I'm sorry. That was so unprofessional, and I think that we were being monitored today by an awards committee.
Oh,
and now we're going to get knocked out of the race.
It's my fault. Give the award to everybody else in the room. I deserve it.
Well, that's so unselfish. A couple of things I want you to know about Matheny Heating and Cooling, then we'll bring in... Is it Ms. Dixon, Miss Dixon, Mrs. Dixon? Her married name is Dixon, exactly. So it'd be Mrs. Dixon, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But that's
the Mrs. Dixon line.
That just doesn't sound Mrs. Dixon. That's too school teacherish. But she's kind of school teacherish.
Yeah.
So Mrs. Dixon will be with us momentarily. First, Matheny. I don't think people price shop heating and cooling companies, because to do that, you'd have to have a heating and cooling company come to your house. Well, anybody is going to charge a service call fee, a charge. So you've already paid them something. So I don't think, well, let me call somebody else out. Well, everybody that comes out, you're going to have to pay them for coming out. So you don't do that. I guess people do once they have somebody come out and they pay the service call charge. Once they realize they have a problem and it's going to cost X number of dollars, maybe there are people that go, well, let me call somebody else out and see what they say and how much they charge. Let's help you avoid all that. Let's help you avoid something else, getting ripped off. I'm telling you, that was a powerful thing. Peon finally went and watched it online, that Dateline special on heating and cooling companies. It was scary. It was as scary as the one they did on valet parking. And that was so powerful, I've never allowed a valet parker to park my car since I saw it. It was really an eye-opener, and so was this thing on heating and cooling. I wish that Dateline could have shot that in St. Louis, and I wish they'd call Matheny, because while 6 out of 6 of the companies they called tried to cheat the lady who needed service on her heating and cooling system, Matheny would have been the one, and then the Dateline, Chris Hansen, or whoever it was another guy, would have said, yes, but we found one company that was honest and upfront. That company was Matheny Heating. See, that's what would have happened with Matheny. The family business, 70 years in business, and I don't care what brand you have, what type you have, how old, how new, how big, how small, your home, your business, Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. And now the music. There it is. There it is. Did she review Lawless? Do you remember?
I can't.
I'm not good at remembering what she covered and
yes,
what she didn't.
Did.
And what did she give it? Do you remember?
3.5, I think, or 3.25.
And for her, that's a lot. So I would go, my 3.25 wouldn't be as strong as her 3.25, which tells me she likes violence. Think about it. There's a woman on the surface, squeaky clean, goody two shoes, loves a lot of blood and knocking people around in violence. That's good to know. And she's brought to you, this is good to know too, she's brought to you by Westport Car Wash. I don't know about you, my car right now is virtually spotless because yesterday I ran it through Westport Car Wash. I feel clean when my car is clean. Three locations, Westport Car Wash on Page just east of Lindbergh, on Lime Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
I make a huge impression on you, Frank. Every movie I've reviewed in the last 2 weeks, you've forgotten.
No, but when Reggie did it, I could never remember. I just don't remember what you gave a particular. I'm not good at that. Dan Strauss remembers. He can quote you lines from movies he saw 10 years ago. Oh, remember the one scene where the guy goes, "You better get off my property." Yeah, I don't know how he does that.
Hey, have you seen Lawless yet?
Saw it last night.
Did you like it?
Out of 4, I would give it 3.25. It wasn't as great as I wanted it to be. It was very good. I like Godfather, Bonnie and Clyde, Scarface, and it's kind of a combination of all those things. There's a little bit of Bonnie and Clyde feel to it, a Western feel to it, Unforgiven. It's violent. It's a lot of shooting, but it didn't surprise me, and it didn't really take me anywhere I didn't know I was going. I guess
really?
That's the best.
Okay, I guess because I went in there blind. I love to go see a film without reading anything in advance. And I went in there. I knew there was going to be a lot of shooting up and some violence, but in fact, the violence was so great. That first scene bothered me so much. I thought, oh, man.
You know what? You kept saying that. I remember you saying the first scene. And I walked in last night, and when the thing came on, I almost said to my wife, brace yourself. what was the scene? I didn't even know. The pig?
Well, I don't want to give it away. Well, just to see. They were going to kill the pig,
that's,
I think.
Oh, come on. They're shooting a pig. And she says,
when you
see a child
shoot a pig.
He's a farm kid.
Well, that's worse than all the people getting killed.
Then I was ready for all the pigs. I mean, I was ready for the people, but an animal? Hold it.
Farm kids, back in the early 1900s and even today, kill pigs to eat them. And,
they do.
And butcher them.
But there seems to be some pressure put on these kids. You could just sense that this was going to be a film where I was going to be uncomfortable. It set me off, and I love an opening scene that does that to me. Because
let me tell folks what Dawn is all about. This will give you a good insight. I remember the day she said, oh my goodness, you better be ready because that opening scene is so funny. So last night I'm sitting there, and here's the opening scene. It's some brothers, and there's a pig in a pen, and the one brother is having a tough time pulling the trigger. So his other brother shoots it. They don't even show the pig getting shot. They don't even show the
pig. I heard a squealing. I heard a little squeal.
Here's what you heard. I'll cue you for the gunshot, okay? Here's what you saw. That was it. No visual. All right.
She said to her,
that's the most violent thing. Yet later in the movie, they castrate a guy.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of violence. And that was just, but to see these children, I knew there was going to be violence. And to have it open with that, it just, I thought, oh, here we go. But now, did you notice that at the end of the film, this is not giving anything away, there's this one scene. And what's great about it is it's almost told like a tale. Like you can just imagine, you know, grandfather of these brothers telling the tale of this guy that was invincible. But he walks away in this one scene, and there's kind of a shootout, and he says, all right, Dan. Did you hear it? I don't remember hearing that.
He was a grunting kind of guy.
And he actually said, all right, Dan. And there was something in me that wanted to say,
there was
you go, brother. All right, Dan.
Now, we connected. I didn't realize this is based on a true story. Kind of like the Hatfield and McCoy stuff.
Yeah, it's based on a true story. And that's why it felt like something handed down to the ages. Because if you see the film and you see how many times this guy dodged death, it was a little unbelievable.
And I will tell people, too, I like gunplay. I like cowboy movies. I liked Unforgiven. This was kind of I guess what disappointed me was it's like they took from lots of different movies. And
has been the criticism.
And that's
it didn't bother me as much. I love the way it was shot.
Yeah.
I thought the acting was fabulous.
You like violence, don't you?
Well, I appreciate violence where necessary. Shooting a pig at the beginning of the film just didn't seem right.
Did you read Fifty Shades of Grey?
You know, I haven't read it yet. Now, a friend told me if you get it downloaded like on a Nook, then no one knows you're reading it.
Oh, that would be you. See, that would be you. You'd read it, but you wouldn't want anybody to know
you. If you recall, I told you it wasn't necessary for me to read it. I do have one friend that read it and said, you know, I don't get it. I just don't get what all the talk is about this. She was just totally bored. Then I have another friend that said it was so fabulous. Then this other friend said, if you read it, you don't want anybody to know you're reading it, especially your children and other people that might know you, so get it on the Nook. So it's just funny. I'm more and more, everyone around me is starting to read it. So I have to admit, I have not read it yet.
Now, what does that mean? Look, how many copies of this thing have they sold?
Well, they said kept Barnes & Noble in the plus.
Yeah.
So, if that many people are reading it, what's the big deal if somebody knows that you're just like 100 million other people that read it?
Well, I love to say, you know, I don't need to read that. You know,
you're going to read it, and you know.
I may break down and read it because I want to know what all the, you know, talk is about.
What did your friend, the one that read it and really liked it, what did she tell you it was about? How did she describe it to you?
I've got you figured out. You're not going to walk me into that corner.
No,
she just said she found it very...
Erotic?
She used the word intriguing.
That means erotic.
Oh, yeah.
I heard degrading.
Degrading?
Then my friend who said she didn't enjoy it, she actually was bothered by it, felt that it was degrading to women.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got all these different women telling me. So, Mike, I am a very curious person. The reporter in me hates to be left out.
And
I love to be in the know. And so part of me wants to read it just so I know what everybody's talking about.
Do you enjoy having listening like to books on CD as opposed to reading it? Would you prefer somebody read this to you?
From what I hear, I don't know that I want anybody reading this to me, but maybe on a Nook it might be. I don't want anybody judging me because I've got the book, and I don't know. I like the whole Nook idea.
I don't have
a Nook.
I will read it to you, and that way if somebody says, have you read it, you can honestly say no.
And I can say I haven't read it, but I've had Frank read it to me. That really That's going to play really
play well. With me, I'll tell you. What do we have today?
Celeste and Jesse Forever.
Never heard of it.
It's finally coming out.
Have you heard, Tina?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping it would hurry up and come out.
See, isn't that funny how women all, it's like a secret society. They all know, I was hoping they'd make that into a movie. I've never even heard of them. We don't even know what they're talking about.
This is it's what they like to say, rom-com, romantic comedy.
Oh, rom-com.
Rom-com.
That's a new one.
So I'm going to start using these phrases on you all so that I really sound like I know what's
Dan, have you ever talked to a guy and you said, hey, man, well, you know, Lawless is out. When has a guy ever said, oh, did you read the book? No, never.
Never. Never happened.
Well, now it premiered at Sundance, and it is a romantic comedy. And the story is simple. A divorced couple tries to maintain their friendship while they pursue other people.
Oh, so never heard of that part.
The guy lives in the
Keep
guest house behind. Right. And so I go and see this with a friend who's recently divorced. So all of a sudden, I kind of knew the subject matter, ran it by her. She said, hey, I am totally fine with my situation. I can see it. But this is a twist on the romantic comedy in that they try to maintain this friendship. And it stars Rashida Jones. And what's interesting about her is she's Quincy Jones' daughter.
Yeah.
And Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's beautiful. She wrote it with her real-life ex-boyfriend, Will McCormick. And I thought it was very well written. It's got an interesting twist to it. But it does raise the question, can you be friends? You know, and they were best friends, but the marriage didn't work. And that threw me because you always say, I'm married to my best friend.
I don't say that.
No?
I can't. You know what? I can't stand it when people say that. She's not only my wife, she's my best friend.
I'm married to my worst enemy.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens. You need to like the person you're married to.
Say you didn't need to like them, but that best friend thing.
Well, if you're like BFF, it doesn't have to be BFF. I mean, women, you have women friends, but I think you have to feel like they've got your back. And so these two really like each other. They can finish each other's sentences, kind of like you and I do sometimes.
They're friends in real life, too.
And right. And so...
What's this called again?
It's called... Celeste. And I always get it backwards. Celeste and Jesse Forever. Kind of an odd title.
That does it for me right
now. And Andy Sandberg plays the boyfriend. I kind of feel he's miscast, but he plays this playful, immature... She's the mature woman with the job, and he's the playful, fun one, and they laugh together. That's the thing. You always say, oh, he makes me laugh, or I had so much fun, and then you see them getting divorced, and you think, what went wrong here? But he wasn't living up to her expectations.
What went wrong was they got married. That's what always goes wrong. You know, my wife used to laugh at me before we got married. She never laughs at me now. Never.
Except when you get hurt.
That marriage shuts that laughter down.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I love Hope Springs, and I know you went and saw it, and you liked it better than you thought.
That's true.
There is a line in Hope Springs where the therapist says, you know, there's certain people that should never have gotten married, but you two... You don't fit that bill.
Right.
You know, the two that should never. And so then you wonder, do they need to work through it? It's an ebb and flow of marriage. And so you kind of ask yourself that question while you're watching this couple. And it's got a twist, and it's well written. And I think especially women, I will say that, will enjoy this film.
Okay, it's called Celeste and Jesse Forever.
And a horrible name.
For men, if you want to get a man to go, that's not how you do it. And ARD is how many?
I think I'm hooked on the 3 1/4. I need to break my...
People need to know. For you, that's a great endorsement.
It was fun.
That's good. Here we go. 3 1/4 for Celeste and Jesse Forever.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. We'll talk to you later.
All right, everybody.
All right,
bye.
Dan. Goodbye. Don Meadows Dixon.
Yep.
Brought to you by Westport Car Wash. On Page, just east of Lindbergh. That's right behind us. On Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. For 39 years, I've gone to Ballas Dental Care. I am, let's see, this is almost September. September, October, November, December, January. I'm 6 months away from 40 years. In about 6 months, it'll be 40 years at Ballas Dental Care. First sat in the chair when I was 7 years old. Never forget it.
And it's weird because it's like he must have been... so darn young when he started. He looks very young. How could he have been a dentist
younger
that long?
Than he is. He's one of those guys. And she's talking about Dr. Watanabe.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who founded Ballast
Dental Care. Could be 40-something.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. If he told me he's 49 years old, I'd say, oh, okay. And he's not. But I don't know. Sometimes you want to ask people, what do you eat? What do you do?
He looks real healthy.
He does.
He eats right.
Yeah.
Does everything.
And maybe he does and maybe he doesn't. Sometimes it's just genetic. It's genes. I will tell you this. I've thought, and I think everybody, as you go through life, you kind of imagine what would it have been like if I had been, fill in the blank, a dentist. Okay. Here's the part that I don't think I could have taken for very long. One, looking in people's mouths and having their exhale hit me, even now, even though they now wear those masks, don't tell me that some bad rotten tooth breath doesn't penetrate that mask.
Especially if they have some, you know, disease or something where it's...
Yeah, I don't want to look at an abscessed tooth. You know, the other thing is... standing and stooping over all day. Now, I know there's a stool that you scoot up, but there's a lot of standing and leaning over. At the end of the day, when you get home, your back's going to hurt.
Plus all the schooling.
Yeah, that's true. You got to go to school. And then there's the having to, whoever the person is who's there for the first time, you know... they don't like you. They don't want to be there. They're scared. See, this is where Ballast Dental Care really kind of shines through and is head and shoulders above a lot of these other places because there's your challenge. That's a great task to undertake. Taking somebody that is petrified and is still thinking about that last bad experience and challenging yourself to see how quickly you can turn them around. And it's amazing. It doesn't take very long. In a matter of just a couple or a few minutes, the person in the chair is thinking, my goodness, this is nothing like I remember when I went to that horrible, painful dentist. And that's what I'm thinking you're going to experience. They are licensed to practice sedation dentistry, have been for many, many, many years. They're located at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and I continue to extend an open invitation to you to go to the dentist where I've gone for 39 years, Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier, Dr. Watanabe, Mary, Lisa, any of the people in that building are going to make you feel beyond comfortable. You'll actually want to thank them when you go to walk out. I know. Hard to believe if you haven't been to a place like this. So do this. Make the first appointment. And, yes, they'll take you as a new patient. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Tell them your AM and the PM. That does a lot for us. It really does. Ballast Dental Care. Easy website, ballastdentalcare.com.
Time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, we've got a mess here on Highway 64 in both directions. There's an accident that's blocking the two left lanes eastbound just before the Tam Avenue overpass before Hampton. And looks like traffic is a solid jam approaching McKnight. It may even go back a little bit further than that. We haven't quite made it that far yet. Westbound drivers slowing down to take a look, and the amount of volume going. You are stacked up from Boyle to the Tam Avenue overpass, and then it's an open shot all the way out to 270 before you get a slowdown from there to Mason. Now, downtown, eastbound 64, wide open to the Poplar Street Bridge because of that crash early on here. And then northbound 55, that right lane slows from Park up to the Poplar. It looks like this is affecting southbound 170 also. You're pretty well stacked between Olive and 64 trying to ramp on. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company, now topped with hand-sliced avocado. The new chopped chicken cob salad from St. Louis Bread Company is a great way to end your day. Always made to order and created with the best ingredients of summer. Try one now at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Linda Albin, ABC News correspondent, London. I especially enjoy chatting with McGraw-Millhaven. We, of course, talk about the serious stuff that happens over here, my side of the pond, that affects your life. But I especially enjoy the fact that McGraw brings a middle American perspective to our conversations. For the latest news, traffic, sports, weather, along with some serious fun, it's McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 till 10 on the Big 550, online at KTRS.com.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse, and the price has started just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-933-5259. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-933-5259. Again, get your free demo now, 1-800-933-5259. That's 1-800-933-5259.
Gardenview Care Centers of Chesterfield has immediate openings in its Adult Day Program, the premier adult day program in St. Louis. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Gardenview Care Center's Adult Day Program is designed to give stay-at-home adults with beginning dementia the benefits of activity-based care on a day-to-day basis. Families may bring their loved ones into Gardenview Care Center of Chesterfield in the morning and then pick them up in the afternoon. Caregivers can run errands and enjoy a little personal time with a peace of mind knowing that their loved ones are cared for. Gardenview Care Center of Chesterfield's Adult Day Program participants enjoy adult activities like recreation, great dining, exercise classes, social times, excursions, and so on and so forth. Call to make a reservation for the Adult Day Program of Chesterfield, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Or they're always open online at GVCC.com. That's GVCC.com. Gardenview Care Center of Chesterfield's Adult Day Program.
Okay, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. So there I was at one of my favorite restaurants with all the regulars, and there was a little commotion going on amongst the employees. So I eavesdropped. And I soon found that the attractive young lady sitting next to me was hired to work behind the bar as of that day on the weekends. So I had to meet this girl. I introduced myself and we started talking. Turns out she has started her own business that helps people in emergencies, and she has succeeded beyond her dreams. She wanted to tend bar on the weekend to get out of the office and to meet and mingle with people. And as I do with almost everyone, I asked her, "What kind of car do you drive?" "I drive a Honda. It has almost 200,000 miles on it, and I'm thinking of trading it in on a new Honda, but I love mine so much." "Girl, you want to tend bar to meet people? Well, you just met a good one. Your story is on the radio, and here's my card. You meet the nicest people in a Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
When it comes to O'Kelly's at the ballpark, I can guarantee you this much right now. I can vouch for the nachos, pizzas, burgers, amazing pub pretzels, signature sandwiches, and so much more. I absolutely love the atmosphere and the food at O'Kelly's at the ballpark. So will you. It's become the place to go before, during, and after every baseball game because O'Kelly's at the ballpark is a stone's throw from Busch Stadium. And as I mentioned before and will mention often, the food is terrific. A veritable plethora of flat-screen TVs to watch every minute of all the action, live music, DJs, karaoke, pool, darts, three bars, outdoor patio, two floors, and the best looking bartenders in all the land. Happy hours 7 days a week. O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Check them out. O'Kelly's at the ballpark on Facebook. I can tell you this much right now. You want a great lunch, awesome food at a cheap price? Make it your destination before, after, and during every baseball game. 756 South 4th Street. That's O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
10 million people have been killed or injured by drunk driving or not wearing a seatbelt over the past 15 years. That's enough to wipe out most of Illinois. Fatalities are on the rise here at home. So is Illinois law enforcement, cracking down on drunk and unbuckled drivers. Because these statistics are people's lives. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Are we gonna play that thing?
Yeah, we found what the listener earlier called us about. Apparently this morning, John Carney, and I realize 99% of you didn't hear it because you didn't listen to him, but apparently he did a list of the 10 most annoying sounds, and this was put together by some British study group or university or something. This is an example of John Carney humor, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but the caller telling us about it, that was actually funnier than when we heard it. But here it is, the abbreviated version, just a little example of what happened was he had all these annoying things.
First, he played the good sounds.
Yeah, soothing sounds. Like.
Soothing sounds.
The ocean, the baby laugh.
And then here are the sounds that really annoy people. And here it is, right?
All right, the other side of this. Now, these are still ones we enjoy. Get in touch with your inner board op, and let's move to the things that we hate. Now, these, you know, they've got someone throwing up in there, yapping dog, screaming babies, nails on a chalkboard. You think that would be the number one? Okay, that's no. I'm good. Dentist drill, car alarm. And these are what people say. These are sounds that we don't like. And the number one, this is really not a big surprise to me. Let's go to the number one. What people said was the most annoying sound.
And this song.
Wow. The most annoying sound. According to
there's a part in there where I think he makes a grammatical error.
And it's a British thing. Apparently they listen to Frank Opinion in England as well. Long way to go, but just trying to get even with a man who's so viciously cruel, I can't begin to tell you. Nice. Let's talk to Scott.
Wow.
You know what? That was funny.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it till I just heard it played back, but I am annoying. And I agree with him. It is irritating and annoying. Well, you can't agree because I pay you.
Well,
but I can say it. It is annoying. John, you're right on the money there. And that's just a small sample of the comedy stylings of John Carney. You can hear in this case this morning, and the next case, I guess, tonight.
As well.
At 9 o'clock. I think I should replay that thing my wife did.
Oh, yeah.
I would. Yeah, you know what? Here, hang on. So I'll plug it in. Okay, this morning, if you missed it earlier, my wife, who has never been on the show but once in 30 years, she was on once. It was a joke played on me, but this is actually her voice. This morning, we are getting ready, and she's using the hair blow dryer thing, and she's putting on that eye stuff and whatever, all the stuff women do when they get ready. And John Carney was on, and I heard her, and I said, what are you doing? She said, that voice is just a funny voice. And I said, here, and I took my phone, and I said, I want you to say, hi, Graham Carney here from my girl. Here it is. This is my wife. This is classic. And second time, today is the second time ever she's even ever been heard. Here she is.
Go.
Hi, Crow. Carney here, sitting in for McGraw.
I love that.
I have to remind myself it's not actually Jim Carney, because it's it also sounds a lot like that Deb Peterson.
Oh.
Let me play it again, and you'll see what I'm talking about here.
Go.
Hi, Crow. Carney here, sitting in for McGraw.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it.
It does.
You know, now my wife's going to want to be a part of the show or something.
Yeah.
That's not
she'll want to be paid.
Not going to happen. Let's go to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Here's John. Hello, John.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Hi, John.
I'm fabulous. Hey, why do you think, like, the newspaper, you know, STLtoday.com and KMOV and these media sites allow people to comment?
No, I have talked about this several times, and I'm glad you brought it up again. I don't know, because I don't know what is accomplished by that. It's cowardly, anonymous postings, and it's so easy to get sabotaged when you open yourself up for that. I don't know the answer to that, because I'm with you. What do you gain?
It doesn't add anything.
Somebody,
yeah.
I read that story, and I think those guys ought to go to jail. And somebody else goes, give them a break. They didn't. It's a first offense. In the end, what have you accomplished? Who cares what these people think?
Now I guess they've tied it to your Facebook, and it just seems that it held off for that for a while, but I think people are making, like, fake Facebook accounts so they can still act like an ass and say these things that, even, you know, in the murder suicide story there and wherever that was, Glendale. I mean, the route that these comments went, it's just insane.
No, it is insane. And I, you know what? I don't read them. I a couple of times I've gone, and after I did it, I thought, what did I do this for? We have a Facebook page. Quite frankly, I know people comment. I don't read them because I don't want to let myself get all upset and mad over something that somebody said that I don't even know who it is.
We don't allow that on there anyway. We just it's all positivity.
Because,
I mean,
here's what I don't like, especially when it comes to a business or somebody's livelihood or their personal life. It's so easy for somebody who has some personal grudge, or maybe it's a competitor, to go on and cowardly and anonymously pretend to be a customer who's,
yeah,
don't ever do business with them, when in fact it's a competition across the street.
Because online they do. They'll list the restaurant or something, the address and everything, and then it says, be the first to write a review.
You know, I have looked at, John, some reviews, like if we're going to go out of town and we need to get a hotel room, and I'll go on and I'll look at review. And it's funny, the same hotel, you'll get somebody who goes, oh, my goodness, every time we visit San Diego or wherever it is, we will never stay anywhere else. Our experience was wonderful. Okay, next review. I'll never stay in this dump again. And I'm thinking, is this the same place? Well, maybe the bad review was from the hotel down the street.
Yeah, I've heard that happen.
Of course it happens.
You know, with the crime going on here lately, it's a big story, and everybody now is, you know, it turns into racist comments.
It does, and you can opt out. I don't know why people don't just shut that down. You don't have to allow people to comment.
Do you think it drives, like, some type of revenue number or some readership number?
I don't think so. I don't think the postings and comments in any way help whatever site it is in terms of revenue.
It's like the tweeting on when you're watching a TV show.
I think what it's supposed to do is it make it seem like whoever's site it is wants your feedback and is open to your comment. Whatever. I'm with you. I don't get it. I don't get it.
So if you click on the story and then over on the side there's the ads,
right?
Does it not show that you've clicked on the story, you viewed the ad, and then they go back to the advertiser and say, oh, yeah, we had 59,000 clicks today.
Yes, but you don't need to comment to show those results. You just need to show that people clicked on your ad. They want to see how many people read their ad. It has nothing to do with these stupid comments. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't know what the benefit could possibly be from letting people vent and comment and say nasty, vicious things anonymously. I don't get it.
Me either. Well, thanks a bunch.
All right, John, thank you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Now we go to Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just had a real quick question about Dawn Meadows Dixon. Did she say she was going to read that that dirty book on her Nookie reader?
Nook. kind of like the Kindle. It's another e-reader.
I think she did say that. What I heard, yeah.
That's what I thought, too. Okay.
All right, Jeff.
Been my pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure, too. Thank you for that. We don't have enough time to do what I was going to do. I was going to open the lines. We'll do this another day because I don't think this show's going to be over for a while. It's the two-headed girls. Join one like for a half hour. I'd like to take calls, not today, but from people saying if you could ask those girls a question, what would you ask them? I think that's a great question to throw out to people because here you are in the room with these conjoined twins, one body, two heads coming out of it. What would you ask them? If you could ask them anything, and of course make it arable. So kind of be thinking about that for another day. When's the next episode?
I guess next Tuesday.
So next Tuesday night on TLC, at Abby and Brittany, what's it called?
Yes. Is that
it? Abby and Brittany, the conjoined twins. We could grab maybe one more call or two before we have to break away. Let's go to Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Fine, Frank. I am AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. To go along with the last guy that called about, you know, the people commenting on articles, something else I noticed, I was looking at something on KSDK, and it says, who's sharing what articles with somebody else? And it's like, who cares?
No, I don't care. I'm with you. I could not care less.
Hey, Frank, I called my mother-in-law today. What do you think of that? Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
No, that's exactly the kind of crap that people sit around and say to each other.
Yeah.
So what? My wife tells me, what happens during the day, and it's like, I don't need every detail of your conversation.
Here's the
if
one.
You go, Did you go buy something? What did you get? Okay, that's fine. That's all I need to know.
Here's another one I like, and I mentioned this before, too. I think USA Today, in every edition, they have a little block, and it says that if you sign up, and I don't know how you sign up, if you text this number to them, then every day they'll text you what celebrity's birthday it is. Who cares?
That would be great.
I don't care.
Can I have that one, Frank? That'd be wonderful. I need to load up my phone with absolute junk.
I am blown away with what people care about.
Yep, yep. Who, so have a good weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dad.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did Justin Bieber, who was he seen with and now is no longer seeing? Who cares? I guess some 14-year-old girls. I don't know. Shane, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, guys. I'm Amy in the PM.
Shane, everybody.
Hey, Shane. Hallelujah.
What can we do for you?
I hope I don't lose my man card here.
No, you're not.
I got some pointers for Don Meadows Dixon about the 50 Shades book. I decided to read this.
You know what? I think you're the first man that
I have. And finally, funny thing is, I read it on my Nook.
Well.
But the first book is all porn.
It's all porn.
It's all porn.
Well, in your defense, let me say this. I think sometimes it's smart for a guy to get into the minds of women and whatever it is they're talking. Now, wait a minute. Whatever they're talking about, what's hot with them. So you kind of get some insight as to what they're thinking and what they're into, because a lot of them are reading it.
And I don't think, no offense, Shane, but I don't consider words on a page pornography.
It's more like
eroticism.
The penthouse reader, you know.
I believe there's the printed pornography word. I think there can be printed pornography. Look, when you're reading, he thrust his throbbing.
That doesn't do anything for me.
Well, it might not do anything for you, but it's still porn without pictures.
You can draw boobs with letters.
You know, my fiance, she downloaded this on my Nook, and I go to read a book, and there it is. So I'm like, what the hell? I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the first book's all porn, so Don Meadows is
interested in getting into some porn.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, being their goody-two-shoes, they may not have liked it, but if they'd get to the second and third book, they actually turn into action-packed with guns and violence and explosions.
Really?
And I've heard it's kinky stuff, too, not just normal.
No, it's not like...
Now, I've heard a lot of the word spanking used a lot. Is there a lot of spanking in there?
It's not like normal porn. It's bondage, tied out, and stuff like that.
I've never understood that stuff.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you get to the second and third books, there's some action in there.
Well, Shane, you haven't lost your man card.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
I like that other guy's idea. They should come out with just a Nookie, and it's all dirty books on it. All those erotic novels.
Great idea. Nook introduces the Nookie. Like e-reader, Nookie. That's a great idea. You know what? Write that down before somebody steals that from you. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Mark, if you're listening, I may be able to pull off going with you Saturday, the thing you called me about. And I don't want to give too much away here. It's kind of personal, but there's an event taking place. And Mark Reardon knew that I might be interested. And I mentioned it to my wife, and she said, well, you know, we need to be on the road by about that time. And I said, well, then we'll just be on the road later. Because if I want to go, I'll go.
But she's testing your limits lately.
Yeah, she's finding what the limits
are. Walking the fine line.
Yeah, so I think I may be able to do this. Now, Mark Reardon, who's Mark Reardon, if you're asking that? I've known three Mark Reardons in my life. Two of them are in the radio business. One is a financial advisor with his partner, Jason Becker. And I don't mean partner, you know, like in that way, when people say he's my partner, they're business partners. There was Stiefel Nicholas. They've been doing what they do a long time, and what they do is financial advice. And that's what it is. It's advice. It's them helping you navigate through the investment world based on all the things they know and they've learned and they've seen and they've studied. And the ultimate decision is really yours. But for you to do it on your own, it's tough. It would be like being your own general contractor to build your house. You don't do that every day. You don't know. There are little secrets and shortcuts and benefits that you don't know about. Best example, maybe most everybody overpays when it comes to taxes, income tax. You just do. You play it too safe. there are perfectly legal tax deductions. The interest on your home, your house payment, that is a legal tax deduction. Who wouldn't take advantage of that if you have a house? You have somebody do your taxes. They say, well, this deduction is, interest is deducted. Okay, let's take it. And there are other ways they can help you not just invest the money, but maybe find more money to add to it. Starts with a meeting. You need to get a hold of them. You can do that at their website, markandjason.com.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. They're still working with that accident on eastbound 64 just before the Tam Avenue overpass. The two left lanes were blocked. A lot of early, it's an early football game tonight, so a lot of football traffic coming in. You are backed up between Clayton Warson and McKnight. Now, also, there's a lot of volume coming west on the Page Extension on 364. We've got a stalled vehicle right smack on the middle of the bridge of the Missouri River here. It's up on the right shoulder, but a slowdown there. But once you hit westbound 94, you're jammed up from 364 for about a half a mile as they're doing, they've got some lanes down as they're doing some, changing some road signs. Now, southbound 270, stop-and-go traffic from Highway 64 through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, that was just a little bit slow, approaching Lindbergh through West Florissant. And westbound 70, the normal stop-and-go traffic from just a little bit west of 370 through TRQs. This traffic report brought to you by Cars.com. Shopping for a new car? Let Cars.com bring out your car shopping confidence. Compare models side-by-side so you can see the difference in gas mileage and pricing. Cars.com. Confidence comes standard. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or JohnBealRoofing.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
The Big 550 KTR.